With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Hard to believe the devastation in Southern California as several wildfires have ravaged the area. At least 16 people have died, 12,000 homes destroyed. Pacific Palisades resident Dylan Vincent says he came back to his home after the fires calmed down.
We came back to save a bit of art and just noticed across the street a bit of smoke coming out from there. Obviously, the house across the street just unfortunately burned down and four houses down, so it's been definitely a rough ride for the community over the past few days.
And he's very concerned about his neighbors.
I think it's definitely tough. There's a lot of people who don't have insurance or fire insurance. I know that's difficult in this area, especially if you're in the fire zone, and I feel horrible for them.
Also at SRNnews.com, former President Jimmy Carter was laid to rest at his home in Plains, Georgia, Thursday, following a state funeral at the Washington National Cathedral and a private service at Maranatha Baptist Church. Remembrance continues, symbolized by American flags remaining at half-mast until January 28th to honor the 39th president, who died December 29th. The grandson of the late president, Josh Carter, offered this remembrance.
He loved people. And whenever he told these stories in Sunday school, he always said he did it for one simple reason. He worshipped the Prince of Peace, and he commanded it.
President Volodymyr Zelensky says Ukraine forces have captured two North Korean soldiers fighting alongside Russian troops in Russia's Kursk border region. Zelensky made the comments days after Ukraine began pressing new attacks in Kursk to retain ground capturing in a lightning incursion in August. He shared photos of the two men both wearing handbags. Two trams have collided in eastern France, injuring dozens of people, though no fatalities have reported, and few injuries. This is SRN News. Here's another reason to fear artificial intelligence.
The Sydney Morning Herald reports that doctors on Australian fertility clinics are beginning to use AI to decide which embryos will be used and which destroyed during in vitro fertilization procedures. The newspaper goes on to say that in most cases it appears that parents are not being informed that a computer program is making such grave decisions. Pro-life advocates have long criticized IVF for its destruction of large numbers of embryos. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
McDonald's is joining a growing list of companies that are pulling back on diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. Ford, Lowe's, John Deere, and others are dropping their efforts to promote the LGBT agenda and other liberal causes amidst a backlash from customers and the election of President Donald Trump. Officials at Walmart say they will stop selling LGBT products aimed at children, including chest binders intended for girls who are living as boys, and so forth. This is SRN News. A Tennessee law requiring pornographic websites to verify the age of its visitors largely blocked in court.
That action came as similar laws kicked in for Florida and South Carolina and remained in effect in other states. U.S. District Judge Cheryl Lipman on December 30th ruled that Tennessee's law would likely suppress Free Amendment speech rights of adults without actually preventing children from accessing the harmful material in question. The state attorney general's office is appealing. Some 19 states have passed similar laws. John Scott reporting.
TikTok could vanish from U.S. app stores by January 19th. If you are an avid user, here's what you need to know. First, you can remain access to TikTok if it's already on your phone, but the app will disappear from Apple and Google app stores, which means you won't be able to download it prior or beyond that. There are some workarounds to the ban, but you have to have a little bit of tech savviness to clear that. I'm Ron Taylor. And this is SRN News.